views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky, the Dynamic Duo with Angels and Answers, and our special guest this week is Joanne and Heather, the Power of Freedom. Joanne, you there, or Heather?
We're both here.
All right, great. Now, the Power of Freedom, we have their program that could help you lose the weight, gain your confidence, release all negativity, release all anger, get you to be a stronger person. This program, if you go to ArtieHoffman.com, there is a link that will bring you right to the Power of Freedom if you go to ArtieHoffman.com. And I want you to check it out. It's definitely a program that is worth having. It will definitely change you for the rest of your life for the better. And if you ever need a quick pick-me-up or you feel like you're feeling in a funky place, just all you have to do is go right back to the program, and their system will reprogram you in an instant. Is this correct?
Well, that's sort of correct, yeah. That happened to you. Yeah, and the second part of our weight program is called Exhale Weight. And in hypnosis, we use the word exhale a lot. You know, we say, take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, allow yourself to release all the tension of the day, et cetera, et cetera. So we called our program Exhale Weight, and that is the emotional part of the weight loss. You see, you have the physical where you have to, you're looking at what you're eating. And then you have the emotional drivers that make you pull that tub of ice cream out with a big spoon. And so we work with those as well.
Okay, so what you're actually saying is that along with your program, there is a set meal designed to help you lose this weight as well.
Right. Because everybody does well on any kind of diet or program or weight loss or exercise. Everybody does well to begin with. But 3 or 4 weeks in, the emotional drivers that made you gain weight in the first place come back. You're triggered, and or you have a bad day or whatever, and all of a sudden you just go off and you say, ah, to heck with it. And so this helps you with the emotional drivers. Let me ask you, Sky, if I were to tell you, if I were to say to you, would it be all right if through the program I just took total control and I just told you what to do every minute of the day and just bossed you around and I'm just going to control you? Is that okay?
Yeah, that sounds exactly like a
What do you think, Sky?
Yeah,
do you like that?
Just call me Fido.
Well, I'm going to tell you that food does that to you each and every day.
It does. But you see, now I'm the type of person who I feel as though if I'm on a diet and I have to eat certain foods, it's really not going to keep me on a diet.
No. And ours is not a diet in any way, shape, or form. You eat anything and everything you want. You just eat it in 3 meals a day and smaller portions. There is absolutely no deprivation whatsoever. Because deprivation is, you're absolutely right, Sky. Deprivation will drive you back to eating the things that you can't have.
And that's what I want to really share with the audience about your program, that you don't have to control and he diet food constantly, because really that doesn't work. I take my life, for instance, I entertain a lot. You know, I always cook foods that are not exactly low in calories.
Food is a pleasure of life.
And
of course it is. One of our taglines is that we eat to nourish the body, not to soothe the soul.
I need to do both. to me, a nice dinner, you know, in a restaurant, not having to worry the calories, is like a bubble bath with candles.
Absolutely. And this isn't a program where you're going to be counting calories, nor is it a program. We certainly will make suggestions, because everybody's biochemically unique. So you have different needs and different, you know, if you're not sleeping well, we take all that into account. So we make sure that everybody's sort of tailor-made. But there's no restrictions. If you want to have the cake, eat it. My suggestion, eat your dessert first, and that's only from a biochemistry standpoint. It dissolves faster, and then you won't get gas and bloating. So eat your cake first, and then have your steak.
I'm not a big meat eater.
No, but your gastric band will then stop you when you've had enough.
Yeah, if I'll take like a fork of a piece of steak, it's a lot. Chicken. I like chicken, but I like the dark meat and off the bone. I don't like any kind of pork, and I don't like veal. I think that's criminally insane for
really?
Veal.
Oh, yes. I love veal parmesan.
Yeah.
I think it's just barbaric what they do to veal. That's a personal preference. However, I'm not good with pork. I'm not good with veal. I'm not good with steak. A hamburger.
I am totally down with hamburgers.
Yeah, he's a hamburger boy.
I'm not a seafood person.
I love fish. Now, on the other hand,
they could spear the hell out of the fish, and he's totally fine. That's not barbaric.
And Artie, you and Sky are just demonstrating how different we all are. Just that some people like meat and some people don't, and some people think we should just eat fish and some don't. Some think we should be vegan and some don't. And everybody's so different. And this is why you just eat what you want, but you stop when you're full.
Yeah. I keep about 4 bags of frozen jumbo shrimp in the freezer. And when I get hungry, I'll boil up those shrimp, and I'll just sit there and eat it. Not all 4 pounds. He's laughing at me.
Now, what happens, like, as far as people I'm sure it is. Now, we're talking about foods, and we're talking about diet. Now, what happens on an emotional level, say, people's sex life or people's emotional feelings towards one another, where the love is there, they don't know how to express it or to get them?
Well, that's when we use the emotional freedom technique. We use hypnosis with other techniques. Like, there are many, many techniques under hypnosis. And basically, at that point, we try and help you clear through your baggage, but we don't want to hear your story, because so many of us get stuck in our stories, right? We want everybody to hear our story, and then once we feel we're free of it, we're not. We've just sent the garbage somewhere else.
Right. When you continually keep telling your story over and over again, in other words, what's happened to you, then it keeps you a victim. And when you're a victim, nothing goes right.
Right. So we've got... there's a slew of techniques out there that can clear that emotional emotional junk.
But let me ask you a question. What happens when you're at a job or in a relationship on a daily basis that are things that are out of your control, where you're constantly going up against a political system within the company or the situation, and you're constantly dealing with people that you have to deal with on a regular basis, where, you know, it's almost like saying, how do you forgive somebody when you have to deal with somebody on a regular basis? You're trying to express forgiveness when you're constantly having to deal with somebody who is just off the charts, out of control, or you're
right
in a situation that is off the charts, out of control, and it's constantly reminding you and it's constantly there. So what do you do?
Yeah, well, you can't control anything but yourself. And you said that it's out of your control. Everything is in your control.
You are responsible 100% for what you create in your life. And so what you want to create around you is peace, love, and harmony. And you get away from being a victim. You are not a victim. You are strong. You are happy. We practice, Heather and I practice joy. And so we try to be joyful most of the time, as much as we can, 100% if we could. But
hold
then
on a second. And Joanne,
yep.
We have to go to a
Okay.
All right, we're running a little behind. So, all right, everybody, I want you to hang on, hang tight. I want you to go to ArtieHoffman.com. The program 100% works.
It's amazing.
It is. It really is amazing. And you're going to press Power of Freedom, and you're gonna see all about it. And I'm telling you, it's going to alter your life for the better in countless ways. So stick around, everybody, because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on the diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
With Artie and Sky, the Angels and Answers show. We are the dynamic duo,
yes,
and we have a special guest with us, Joanne and Heather, all the way from Toronto. But right now, we have a very patient listener. Hopefully, she's still patient, all the way from Queens, New York. And then her name's Mary. Hey, Mary, you still there? Is that Mary?
Patty.
Sorry, I read it wrong. Patty.
Yes.
Patty, are you there?
Artie?
Is this Patty? Yes.
Yes. This is Patty. How are you?
How are you? How am I? How are you?
How are you doing?
Patty, tell us, what is it? You got four dynamic psychics right on you.
Okay. A few months ago, I called you up to ask you if I was going to catch the bouquet at my brother's wedding. You instantly said no. And my brother just got married on Sunday, and you were absolutely right. It went over my head, and I didn't catch it.
Well, that's okay. As long as Artie was right.
That's all that matters. I hope they have a happy life.
Okay. No, what I'm saying is the next time you call, something good is going to happen, then you'll need to take that to the bank.
But thank you for sharing that brightness.
Okay. I just wanted to tell you this. 5 years ago, I called again to ask you if I was going to catch a bouquet at my cousin's wedding. You predicted that you saw a struggle. 5 years ago.
At your aunt's wedding? Were you there?
At my cousin's wedding. You predicted that there was going to be a struggle with the bouquet, in which you were absolutely right. I called you back right after my cousin got married to tell you what happened. You did predict it to me that within a year and a half, I was going to go to a family member's wedding. 3 years after my cousin got married, a cousin of mine had a daughter who was getting married, which I didn't know. My mother and I, we were going to Italy to visit her family. And then when my cousin found out that we were coming, she asked us to postpone the wedding by 2 months to attend her daughter's wedding, which at that point, we didn't even know her daughter was getting married. So... You predicted that when I asked you 5 years, you did see another wedding and I was going to catch the bouquet. My cousin's daughter, 2 years ago, I asked her if she could throw the bouquet at me. She literally had a bouquet made just for me. That if I was going to catch it or not, she was going to give me
beautiful.
One.
Beautiful.
Right? And you predicted it. You predicted it. Now, since you predicted it.
But don't tell him too much. His head is swelling.
Okay. I'm very curious if I'm going to be going to another wedding
someday. What is it with you and Rose?
Wow.
Okay.
You know, they have a...
Why don't you become a wedding crasher?
Do I feel another wedding? Yeah, I do, actually. And it's a friend's wedding, not family.
Oh, okay. Within, 10 years from now, 3 years from now?
No. You want to know something? There's something significant about a lion connected with this wedding. And I don't know if this is going to be a joke or if there's going to be pictures of lions, but there's something connected with a theme, or, you know, somebody's regarded as the lion, but you're going to hear or see something regarding as a lion at this wedding. And that's something different, but that's what I'm clearly hearing and seeing.
But you will be going to a wedding, I think, in another year and a half.
But
as a matter of fact, there's going to be a speech at the wedding that you are absolutely going to laugh your ass off about.
And I think that has something to do with the lion.
Is this a family?
The lion or the wild cats or something like that.
Yeah.
Is this a family or just a friend? Is this a family or friend's wedding?
It's going to be a friend.
It's one of my friends. What?
It's going to be a friend's wedding, and it's going to be like out of left field.
You know what's funny? The funny thing is, everybody else wants to know about their finances and love. You want to know if your family is okay. If that's the least of your worries, you are doing great with life.
I love you. You're adorable.
We all wish we could see you.
But will I catch it? Do you see me catching a bouquet there?
I see. Do you see her catching a bouquet there? You know what? I see your arm going up, and unexpectedly, you are going to lift your arm up at a reflex, and you're going to catch that bouquet.
I'll tell you one thing. You're not going to, I don't see it as the whole bouquet.
Oh, I don't either.
There's going to be a piece of it.
Yeah. You're going to grab at it. Yeah.
Yeah, you are going to get a piece of it, but you won't get the whole thing.
Oh, my God. So the thing is that, like, she's grasped. She's going to grasp
it, or somebody's going to swipe at it, yeah. And there's going to be a piece of the bouquet that you'll get.
But that means that there is a man on his way to you. Not the whole man, but a piece of it.
Yeah, you might have a toenail.
Okay, yeah. Well, wait a minute. You said something left field. Is there baseball going to be involved with this wedding?
Possibly. Do you know anybody in the baseball that's thinking of getting married?
No, not at this time.
Well,
maybe somebody that's coming into my life, maybe.
Wow. What was this?
Right, somebody's like you said. But do you see this wedding being here in New York City or being, like, out of state?
Right here.
Right here in
New York City.
New York.
Okay, New York. All right, because I don't know anybody right now who's getting married.
The reason why I know that is because when you asked that question, I started hearing the song New York, New York. So.
Okay, I just want to tell you
something
quickly.
And I see you wearing a dress, like a chiffon dress, very flowy, waistline, and very, like, a lot of movement on the bottom. And it's going to have, like, a chiffon top and, like, a crepe, not crepe, but, like, a lining to it underneath. But the top of it is going to be very flowing. And I think it's going to be, like, a yellowish color.
Okay.
When I saw something with a lion, watch, probably the mane, probably some girl is going to have wild hair that looks like the lion's mane or something.
Well, maybe the wedding's going to take place in Maine.
within Maine, but there's something about a lion. But unfortunately, right now, we have to get going, okay, honey?
All right, thank you.
Call us back.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for a little testimonial. I appreciate it.
Take care, Patty.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Everybody, we have, wonderful people who are extremely talented, very gifted, very passionate, Joanne and Heather.
And wasn't Patty just the cutest thing ever?
Yeah.
Isn't she adorable?
She's so cute with her catching the bouquet and everything.
That's all she wants.
That's all she
wants. The bouquet. I'm almost tempted to send her a bouquet.
Yeah. FTD, if FTD is listening, please send this girl a bouquet.
Okay. That poor baby. All she wants is a bouquet.
Now, listen, unfortunately, we have to go to another commercial break real soon. So I want to tell everybody that, if you want to have that emotional freedom, if you want to have control over your diet or any bad habits, if you want to overcome any obstacles, okay, if you want to achieve anything in your life, please just go to my website, artiehoffman.com, and there's a link right on my homepage. And there should be. If not, I'm going up to my website, but you told me it would be there, so I assume it is there. And you're going to click on Power of Freedom. So when you click on that, you'll be able to see more about Power of Freedom, which Heather and Joanne has created. And I'm telling you, it's going to be life-altering. You will not be disappointed. So we're going to be speaking a little more with Heather and Joanne after our next commercial break. So stick around, because Sky and I, the dynamic duo, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
This is Lynn Brown from the show Winning at the Game of Life. Listen, it's time to enrich your money stories and open your path to all that you desire. We all have limiting beliefs which we accumulate from our life experiences, ancestors, and past lives. These beliefs block our ability to receive the unlimited flow of abundance that the universe is constantly offering to us. Why are we so emotionally caught up on the word money? It's only one of the many forms of abundance. I'm excited to uncover your unique stories and limiting beliefs around money and abundance, as well as give you tools to release them from your space. It's time to invest in yourself. You deserve everything you ever imagined and more. Call me to schedule a reading at 844-B-INTUIT or RUINTUIT.com.
Lynn was very accurate, and she was so clear in explaining everything to me. I highly recommend Lynn to all of you.
Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back. You're with Artie and Sky, the dynamic duo of Angels and Answers. And this week we have wonderful guests on, Heather and Joanne, all the way from Toronto, Canada, with their special program. So give us a little more input. Give us some more juice.
Well, Artie, I'd like to tell you what Heather and I do. We are the directors of the Canadian Hypnosis Conference. And we began a conference last October because we realized that most of our training past our basic hypnosis, we had to travel outside of Canada to get more knowledge. And so we began the Canadian Hypnosis Conference, which is on that, all the information about it is on that link that on ArtieHoffman.com. And it's a rejuvenating spa for the mind. We have topics and speakers from all over the world. We have 44 world-renowned speakers, high vibration. And it's not just for hypnotists. It's anybody interested in alternative health and health and wellness.
Excellent. It is so life-changing. People don't understand how life-changing what you do is, because it can be applied to every aspect of every problem that everyone goes through in life.
Absolutely, yes. You've nailed it there, Sky.
Yeah. And I'm hoping that our audience really thinks about this and really tries and get to Artie's website and really get this from you. Because, you know, we struggle through life trying to answer all kinds of questions and tell ourselves, why did this happen? Why did that happen? And we beat ourselves up. But
absolutely.
With this, myself.
The worst thing you can do is beat yourself up. What you need to do is love yourself, accept yourself, forgive yourself, and just be the best and happiest person you can be, and everything falls into place.
That's right. And you know what? I believe that your system will allow them to teach themselves how to do that, because there's a lot of people out there that don't know where to begin, just to try and give themselves the luxury of healing.
And on that luxury of healing, we have quite a few of the hypnotists who are, when you come to the Canadian Hypnosis Conference, you can have personal sessions as well. And we have some people like you who do readings and we'll give them soul readings or psychic readings or
hypnosis sessions. If you want to break a habit, you can take classes and courses. It's just a great weekend coming up at the end of October.
That's wonderful.
When and where is your next convention?
Well, it's the last weekend in October in Burlington, Ontario. It's about half an hour from Toronto, and
it's only about 45 minutes from Niagara Falls as well. So for anybody that wants to take the beautiful drive in the fall trees and leaves and come up through Niagara Falls.
Stop and see the falls.
And then come and join us at the conference.
Yeah, for all of you who want a tightrope across Niagara.
Yeah. Please don't tightrope across the falls. We will not hypnotize you to be able to do that.
I would suggest you use their program before you do anything dangerous like that.
I want to tell you something. My husband, all of a sudden in his late 20s, developed a psychosis about going over bridges. He cannot drive over a
bridge. Do you know what, Sky? That is becoming, or that is seems to be one of the highest phobias that we come across. So many people are afraid of bridges.
I would love to have him have a session and get over that.
Oh, tell him to call me.
My 13-year-old daughter has her way of saying things. She's like, just build that bridge and get over it. Because seriously, it's about something in your life right now, generally always, something in your life right now that you're having difficulty making a decision on. And
this is since he's 20-something. And
yeah, so they'll build up layers, right? Layers upon layers of not sure of the decisions.
When he's got to go over a bridge, and he's literally sweating, trembling, and panicking.
Right. Tell him to call me, and we'll do some tapping on the phone, and we'll just get rid of that.
Well, we have
just
a
like
song
the next thing.
Listen, we have a song we sing, and it's called "A Road Is a Road." You told. We try to get the stigma of that. The road over a bridge is any different than the road that he just came off of.
It's a good thing.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what? It's a good thing I'm not on the bridge with him. I'd be singing, "Hang on, Snoopy."
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
He's black out.
Hang on,
Snoopy. The man with blackout photos. I mean, he sweats, he shakes, he panics.
That's how he loses weight.
Absolutely.
And that's the perfect person and one of the perfect scenarios for a hypnosis session.
Yeah.
You want to know something? I get a kick. Seriously, I personally love going over bridges. I really do because
I love it.
I love being on top. I love the scenery of overseeing the water or overseeing the ambiance, whatever it is. I do. The only time I don't like going over bridges is when they have those cement dividers, and the lanes are super tight. I have to, like, super focus that's the only time. But other than that, I love going over bridges. It's just, I don't know, I get on this little
You don't even have to worry about that because those lanes are large enough for a tractor trailers to get through. You don't realize that.
No, but I'm just thinking, you know, whether the cement dividers are on the side and you're riding along the side and it's like, because if your tire catches one of those dividers, you're flying. I'm telling you. That's the only thing. It's like I just don't want to hit anybody.
Right.
Well, that's a good rule of thumb.
I'm telling you, I'm adamant about it. I'm putting my foot down.
She's killing me. Yes.
So let me ask you something. So at this convention, is this something you're going to, or do you have a booth? Are you speaking?
No, we are the directors. We are the ones that form it and put it all together.
We are the grand poobahs.
Oh, wow.
Other hypnosis people, other hypnotic, what would you call a hypnotic? That's not hypnotic. It's someone who does hypnosis.
A hypnotist.
So, yes. So you would invite other hypnotists?
It's more information for the hypnotist, but also for anybody interested in anything alternative for the mind. So anybody that's interested in, like we said, soul readings, we've got animal communication, we've got access bars, all sorts of different techniques and tools. We've got someone that's going to be speaking. Yeah, go ahead.
I'd like to find out if anybody, just anybody, could become a hypnotist.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. I teach hypnosis, and I have a course in January. So, Sky, come up, and I'll teach you hypnosis.
I would love that. You know why?
You can stay at my beautiful farm. You can read the animals. You can take the course, and I'll feed you, and we'll just have a blast.
I would love to. Are you kidding me? Oh, forget it. I would love it. I have a farm, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I have 24 acres.
It's on a horse farm. It's beautiful out there.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
It's very grounding. Very peaceful.
Let me ask you something.
You know what's really interesting is we have a person speaking about people who are abducted by UFOs and how they do hypnosis with them.
Really? I love that topic. You know, we have to have a whole show on that, UFO abduction. Yes, because you know what? I just saw a documentary from graduates from Yale and Harvard, who are pulling out these probes from people's bodies. And these people are giving testimonies where they are extracting sperm, and they're actually impregnating women during the menses cycle, and then just before the second trimester, they're taking the babies out of the women. And one of them was documentaried, and they actually gave her an abortion and saw that it was an alien baby. Now, I know this sounds like sci-fi, but these were documentaries controlled by Yale and Harvard graduates.
Wow. Yeah, absolutely.
So let me ask you something. What does it cost to go to your seminar?
To the conference? $350 for the entire weekend. You get 3 days of classes and lunch on Friday, dinner on Saturday, breakfast on Sunday. Yeah, the keynote speaker is the founder of the Virtual Gastric Band.
Oh, wow. Very nice.
And she's joining us from the United Kingdom. Yeah, she's coming from the United Kingdom.
Wow.
So I told you, world-renowned speakers.
Wow. If I wanted to take your class...
My class is in January. That's for to learn hypnosis.
No.
The conference is in October, and that's just to come to the classes. We'd love to have you come up there, too.
Well, you know, and there's a lot of people in New Jersey who would be very interested in going through your lap band program.
Absolutely. And we can do that over the phone, we can do it with Skype, or we can do it in person. We have, we actually have a client that flies up from New York on a regular basis.
All right,
cool. Hey, listen, we want to thank you very much for coming on our program.
We are so thankful to you, Artie. This has just been
a lot
of
fun.
You guys are just awesome.
Great.
Thank you.
Well, listen,
and we want you to come on our show now.
All you have to do is ask.
It's a done deal.
If you want
we'll let you know.
If you find out about their program, just go to ArtieHoffman.com. You'll see a link to the Power of Freedom. Just click on it. You'll know about it. You can purchase it. And trust me, it's a win-win for you and for everybody.
I'm so excited. I can't wait to do it.
So, Sky and I, we have to go to a break, but you guys, again, thank you for being on our show.
Thanks so much. Talk to you soon.
Take care, girl. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, everybody, stick around because Sky and I, the dynamic duo, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
All right, everybody, welcome back. You're with Artie and Sky. Okay, well, Artie.
I'm here.
All right, she's coming.
I'm coming.
She's a coming.
Here I am.
All right, she's back from her sabbatical.
I was thinking out of the box.
Yeah.
Remember that bit?
Yeah. Well, here she was talking about, you know, Kathy and Heather were talking about the end of October, and it's like, you have to decide, do I go to this wedding? Or do I go? I could see you up there in Toronto. Says, guys, you're not going to believe what's going on back home. I can't begin to tell you how pissed off my daughter is at me and everybody else.
Let me tell you, I believe very firmly in their what they're doing.
100%. Yeah.
However, you know those machetes that didn't cut people's head off the wedding. I would be the next one, and my daughter would be the one to do it.
Yeah, so that's. I was just saying that because Sky's daughter is getting married right during the time, that weekend of their convention.
Halloween night.
Halloween night, yeah. So, and plus there's, of course, we all know there's prep work right beforehand. So it's known as untouchable. So we have to find out when the next one's going to be.
I think she said something about January.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, she did. She said something about January.
Yeah.
But you want to know something? It really is. It's the power of the mind. The power of the mind can make you do anything you want. I mean, literally, when you have, when you could allow your adrenaline to rush throughout your body, you could lift a car, seriously. When it hit, and the funny thing is, you know, when you go to see a professional hypnotist of an audience, he can't just grab everybody. He has to find out who is the most receiving, you know, the
receptacle
of allowing themselves to be hypnotized.
Right.
Because if you are too much in control of your emotions, and you have a controlling personality, you're not.
You don't believe that it can happen.
Or if you don't believe it can happen, you're challenging it. You're not going to be hypnotized.
Right.
And a hypnotist knows that, and so he takes the ones that are most open-minded.
Feeble-minded.
Open-minded. She's so funny.
I'm only kidding, but...
Yeah. No, she's not. No, yes, she is. No, if you're open-minded enough, then you could, you know, be hypnotized. But the funny thing is, as far as getting a reading, it's not about, you know, you just having an open mind to, you know, you're allowed to be skeptical and get a really good reading. It's just you can't challenge the reader. Because if you're being challenging, meaning like, go ahead and read me, or if you're remaining angry, or you're remaining like, I don't want you to be right, or you're closing yourself up, you're not going to be readable.
Right.
So if you're paying somebody to read you, allow yourself to relax. Allow yourself to say, you know what, I'm open.
Moment. Get into the moment.
I'm open. And it's okay to be skeptical, so long as you have the open mind of anything, all possibilities. I really don't believe in this, but do you know how many people have changed their thought process of skepticism when Sky and or I have read for them, and then after we said what we said,
it's amazing.
It just totally changed their mind.
360. Like,
no, 180.
180.
360, you're right back.
Well, 360 for you and 360 for me.
No.
They have changed their perspective 360 degrees.
No, 180. 360, you're right back where you started from. It's 180 degree
time. But put that away. It is now in a trust and believing way.
Yeah.
They did a 360 in a believable way now. Now they're like 360 plus. In other words, folks, let's make it typical.
We're having an argument. Is the sky black or white? Is it dark or light?
Listen, in other words, what we're saying, if when people finish without reading, they are total believers, and they don't know how they could have ever, their entire lifetime, not have believed in what we do.
Well, the thing is, once you experience it for yourself, and that's why, you know, when the bottom line is, don't try to prove anything to anybody. You know, so if you're a strong believer like Sky and I, if you're a strong believer in God, if you're a strong believer that everything is possible, and you believe in the psychic readings and the mediumship and life after death, if you're a believer like us, and you're around people who just don't believe at all, whether it be because of their personal experiences or their religion or whatever. Don't try to bang your head against the wall and try to convince them otherwise. Until they've had a personal experience, you know, they're not going to change. And so, therefore, you're wasting your time and energy, and you're only going to get mocked, or you're only going to get put down, or you're crazy. So, you know what?
You know what I hear a lot, too?
Share your thoughts with people who appreciate your mindset and how you feel and how you think.
Right.
Don't try to convince people who are like stuck in the old fashioned ways or who are just pig-headed. It's not worth it.
Right. And you know what I get a lot too? Oh, it's not in the Bible. That's the devil talking through you. Are you serious? The devil is talking through me? I couldn't love Jesus and God more if I poked my eyes out without poker. You know, I was given my kidneys. What could I say? I have such a deep, devout faith in a supreme being, whether you want to call him Jesus, God, Muhammad, whatever, whoever you want to call him. I have such a tremendous, and so does Ari. We have such a tremendous belief in the afterworld and in a supreme being. How could this be from a devil?
You want to talk something? I say to people, if you're telling me, or if anyone's trying to convince you that what we do is devil's work, I said, then I have to shake his hand. Because of our actions, we have helped heal so many people that if you're trying to tell us that it's devil's work, then we really would like to shake the hand of the devil for all his wonderful help and good.
Yes.
That he did a change around on our behalf and stopped being the bad guy he is.
Yeah.
But in all sincerity, we do say our prayers. It's not without the Holy Spirit. It's not without our angels that we get all our abilities and all our answers from, you know, the spiritual world. And that's how we do what we do. And right now we're coming to a closing.
Are we leaving already?
Yeah, we're leaving already. So listen, everybody. We want to
miss you guys already.
Yeah. I just would like to say from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless all of you and your family with lots of prosperity, love, happiness, and good health. And Happy New Year to all our Jewish friends.
Absolutely.
And to everybody else, too. And you're included. Why not? Get out your party hats. Even though we're not celebrating, we're going to torture ourselves some more.
They're going to starve.
That's right. We're going to starve ourselves.
I'm going to call them up with a Whopper in my head.
So what else is there? There you go.
Would you like a vitamin?
There you go.
Nah. Listen, guys, I also want to send you all of my love, all of my healing, and I want to thank you for being a part of our lives so that we can come to you every week and have these wonderful discussions, and we absolutely love when you get involved with us and so we can give you some readings. So God bless you and your family. Always keep the Holy Spirit in your heart, and please.
We bless you with lots of love and miracles, blessings and miracles to you and your family.
Absolutely.
You have to believe. Just believe.
Please, please.
Keep talking to God and your angels. They're there for you.
My angels always come around me constantly. I always feel them. They're always like tingles. She even gets those little tingles. Those are your angels. Call them in, guys.
All right, everybody. Till next week. God bless you.
God bless.
Enjoy your week.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show. Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope, and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Stop. Cy Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Cy has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Cy now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Cy Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Cy deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyofAngels.com.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
This is Lynn Brown from the show Winning at the Game of Life. Listen, it's time to enrich your money stories and open your path to all that you desire. We all have limiting beliefs which we accumulate from our life experiences, ancestors, and past lives. These beliefs block our ability to receive the unlimited flow of abundance that the universe is constantly offering to us. Why are we so emotionally caught up on the word money? It's only one of the many forms of abundance. I'm excited to uncover your unique stories and limiting beliefs around money and abundance, as well as give you tools to release them from your space. It's time to invest in yourself. You deserve everything you ever imagined and more. Call me to schedule a reading at 844-B-INTUIT or RUINTUIT.com.
Lynn was very accurate, and she was so clear in explaining everything to me. I highly recommend Lynn to all of you.
Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Cy has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Cy now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.